All right, Cam McAdoo. Hey, man, good ride. You led early. Didn't make it work. Went off the track a couple times in the same section. But, I mean, overall, like a good night, right?
Yeah, honestly, I've been telling Nick all day that I was really proud of my riding. Each time on the track, even when we had that muddy like qualifying, I used it as kind of to try and figure out what the track was going to do. I knew it was going to be different, but very somewhat similar to that, you know? And then the main, it was really awesome to be able to execute the start. It was kind of funny that Tom and I were the only two that didn't go out on the
That's
site.
True. I didn't think about that. Yeah.
And I'm sure that was a big talking point. Yeah. And then we both were 1-2 on the start.
Not just to keep the tire clean thing?
Yeah, to be honest, yeah. And just to keep honestly, to keep everything clean, I just didn't really know how wet it was going to be. Definitely could have gone on the site lap because it was pretty dry. But I knew that they were going to prep the triple faces. And I told my guys, like, to be honest with you, as long as the triple faces are prepped, I've never gone out on a site lap and been like, oh, there's like something that I'm going to do first lap. I'm just going to send it.
Yeah, but what about like massive ruts and bumps and shit on this track specifically?
There's going to be massive ruts and bumps and such everywhere. Okay. Guaranteed. Yeah. Count on it. Yeah. That was like where we were at, you know?
Yeah. Sure.
So.
Yeah, I mean, you're hard on yourself. You want to win. There's no doubt. And you had the lead. But was there somewhere that you thought he was doing a little bit better than you? Obviously, you had those mistakes. But somewhere else that you thought he was doing better?
Yeah, honestly, the whoops, like that area, that back end area, coming the 180 into the whoops, and then that whole next section all the way through the sand, he was making time up on me. And I didn't really know what he was doing. Mm-hmm. I had assumed he was hitting that trail down the middle of them and just executing that better. And then, he had pace on me there. And then the rhythm, I was still trying to stick to that big line, that quad, three on, off, and then double over the five-footer. And I hit it a couple times really good and barely made it. And I think I should have switched off that. Realizing that hitting it perfect was barely doing it.
Even 450 guys were screwing it up.
Clipping that five-footer. Yep. So I had those couple moments where I clipped the five-footer, went off the track, over the tough blocks, the whole deal. And then by the time I got behind him, I saw that he was what he was doing, which was honestly double-double, and then double, jump the tabletop, double afterwards, and then triple out. So sometimes it's those little lines that he's pretty crafty. And I knew he was going to have significant pace here coming into this race. Yep. I looked at lap times last year. He DNF'd, but he was really fast. And he was fast last weekend, et cetera. So once I made those couple mistakes and he kind of had a little gap on me, I just knew that I needed to do what I could do every time. And I just wasn't – it wasn't going to be – I guess worth the risk to match that and to try and win tonight.
You had the red plate until Max made a pass late, and then it was a three-way tie for the red plate. So you're one back. So all told, after Detroit, hey, 1 point, you'll take it.
How wild is that, right? I was 15th at the first race, and my wife Maddie was asking me, like, do you think it's like really even possible at this point? And I'm like, do you see our class?
I
think people were almost talked about it last weekend that. One of the riders in the press conference had said about how the class is so inconsistent. Yeah. And I was like kind of thinking to myself, like, as far as I knew, like, I think you and I got like at the very back last weekend, and we're in the press conference tonight. Yeah, so we are them.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, I guess I didn't really assume it was going to come this quick.
That fast.
But that's really just like the way, you know, we have that wild race or West Coast. They had those mudders and Birmingham doesn't have a roof. Indy's going to be soft. This stuff's gnarly.
Buckle up.
We're in it.
Thanks, Cam.
Yep, thank you.